Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wilbur, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Bishop Daniel Thomas, Bishop of Toledo, at St. Jerome on October 30th, 2022, the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Bishop Thomas.
Seeking and sought. Now, friends, if you remember nothing else about this homily, I'm going to ask you to remember that phrase, okay? Seeking and sought. When I was in school, one of my best teachers used to try to package things very tightly so that a message could be remembered from even only a few words. That's what I'm going to do today, and I'm inviting you to remember it with that simple three-word phrase with two letters that begin with S. Seeking and sought. Because it comes directly from the gospel we just heard. It's a very familiar one, isn't it, to us? One of the most endearing gospels in all of St. Luke, who we've been hearing this entire summer every Sunday. And we hear about this Zacchaeus. Now, of course, he's named, but we're told first that Jesus intended to pass through the town of Jericho. So it wasn't really his intent to stop, but he was stopping because he knew what he wanted to do for Zacchaeus. Now we're told that Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector and a wealthy man. Now if you were a Jew in Jericho at the time, you would know he was not popular. And he had two strikes against him. Not only was he a tax collector, he was a chief tax collector, and he was a very wealthy man. Two major strikes. But then we're told he was seeking to see who Jesus was. Isn't that a fascinating note from Luke? Zacchaeus was seeking to see him. Some people will say, well, it's only because he was short, the crowd was big, and he couldn't physically see him. But the reality is that we can't imagine the grace that God had already effected in Zacchaeus' heart to seek out and see this Jesus. So he runs and climbs the tree. Jesus names him and tells him to come down. And he says, today I want to stay in your house. And he received him with joy. Now, it's interesting to note that as he came down and did this, there was a group of people around him, we're told by Luke, who began to grumble. Now, he was not popular. He was probably a pretty well-known sinner, and the self-righteous crowd were not happy that this Jesus Savior was paying attention to him. We don't know anybody like that, do we? So the naysayer self-righteous had decided that Zacchaeus wasn't worthy of Jesus' attention, but Jesus had decided otherwise. And when he comes down and he goes, and Zacchaeus repents of his former sins, he's moved to say, I'm sorry for what I've done. If I've extorted people, I'm going to repay them. He was ready to repent. And then Jesus goes to his house. And of course, the Lord who said elsewhere, I have not come for those who are well, because a doctor only cares for the sick. The same Jesus concludes this gospel by saying, I have come to seek and to save what was lost. So notice this wonderful play of these two words. Zacchaeus was seeking him, and he didn't even know, perhaps, that he was being sought by Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but no matter where we find ourselves in our spiritual lives this Sunday morning, we come to church seeking Jesus, don't we? Isn't that why we're here? We seek to see Jesus. And the other side of that is that it's certainly common to seek Jesus when we're sick, when we're troubled, when we need to pray for others, when someone dies, and on. But it's not as common to recognize that I am sought by Jesus. It's not as common to realize that no matter my sins, no matter an addiction, no matter my troubles, no matter my failings, Jesus is patient with me as he was with Zacchaeus, and he invites me to realize that I am sought by him in his mercy and his love. What a beautiful phrase we heard in that first reading, where we hear, "For you love all things and loathe nothing. You spare all things because they're yours. O Lord and lover of souls, you rebuke offenders little by little. You warn them and remind them of the sins they're committing." How patient he is with us. How patient should we be with others? And rather than being self-righteous naysayers who stand in judgment, daily invite them into the mercy of recognizing that they're sought by Jesus. How blessed we are today as we celebrate this formal installation of your new pastor to pause and say thank you in appreciation to your former pastor, Father Tony Cosi, and to thank Father Anthony for the wonderful pastoral work he did in this parish, albeit for a shorter time than he and I and you would have preferred. But how blessed today to welcome and to thank our new pastor, Father Scott, for accepting this responsibility, not only of St. Jerome's, but of All Saints as well. And thank you to each of you and to all the parishioners for your patience, your understanding, and your support in recognizing the reasons for the twinning of these parishes and in supporting and loving your new pastor as you've supported and loved your pastors in the past. And Father Scott, it's hard for me to turn because you're behind me here. But Father Scott, what a gift to reflect on this gospel as a new pastor, to recognize first that you are to seek Jesus in your own life as pastor and priest, and also to recognize as a priest that you are sought by Jesus. And how blessed as a pastor to receive this flock into your care so that you as pastor might make every effort to help them recognize that they are daily to seek Jesus in all things and to recognize that they are sought daily by him. I can't think of a better exhortation than to steal the words of St. Paul from the second reading, because it makes it very easy to speak to pastor and people of St. Jerome's this morning. So I make Paul's words my own. Brothers and sisters, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, in accord with the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. seeking, and sought. If you remember nothing else, remember that simple phrase, which should call to mind for each of us that by the power of the Eucharist we receive again today at the altar, that we are strengthened to seek Him in our daily lives, and that by the power of this Eucharist, we can recognize and know that each one of us is sought by Him.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wabash, Ohio. Make sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the Scriptures and helps bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday at 6 p.m. and Wednesday through Friday at 7:30 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.